New England, often the best way to get through the long, cold winter is just to embrace it. Jeff Clark of Canaan, Maine, does that on his bicycle. The bike has extra wide, fat tires so he can snow bike every day to explore the woods around his home. Independent producer Patty White went along for a ride.
Looking out across the knee-deep snow surrounding his house, Jeff Clark says it's a perfect day for snow biking.
It's a fairly, what I would call a gray day. It's overcast, around 12 degrees. You can still see your breath.
We cross the street and immediately come to a field with the snowmobile trails we'll use.
Surprisingly easy. The bike feels pretty sturdy. It's a little windy, but not too bad, actually. I just had to get off my bike because I squirreled out a little bit. It's starting to feel too comfortable.
This is our normal ride that we do. Every morning at 6 we get up, turn on our headlights, go for an hour. It's a great way to start the day. If you've ever been fishing in the woods of Maine and caught one of the male brook trout in its spawning colors, a lot of mornings, that's what our morning sky is like. Dark, dark at the top, dotted by stars. And as the sun comes up, it gives you that bright orange on the bottom.
It's like biting into a popsicle with your front teeth. Your teeth get cold because your mouth is open for breathing.
We roll across fields and pass in and out of the woods where evergreens and birch trees line the trail. Clark says he travels more miles on his bike in the winter than the summer, and that mileage is exactly why he prefers it over any other winter sport.
A lot of the places we'll go today wouldn't be available to us during the summertime due to farming and fences up for cows. So this snowmobile trail allows us to get further off into the woods right here in our own hometown. And it's one of the things we have here is rabbit tracks. Looks like it's a good year for rabbits, and probably the fox and the bobcats will have a good year too. Off we go. Do this is what a privilege.
Before he started snow biking, Clark says he dreaded winter. Now, it can't be long enough. For NPR News, I'm Patty White.
Comes another downhill. Here.